Today is Wednesday, September 28th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It has been a long couple of days. Mark's birthday was yesterday, and I also had an issue at work. It's still ongoing, but it's just been, I had to make a decision. We made a change, and then I had to make a decision to roll it back. And anyway, so we rolled back the change, but that's the second time we've had to roll this thing back, and we have customers who need this feature, and it's just a pain in the butt. So I've had to have all kinds of meetings today to go over everything with my engineers and with my customers and all this kind of stuff. So it's just been a pain. But yesterday was Mark's birthday. And so I wanted to get him something. Like, I thought, you know what? He got me a really nice watch for our anniversary. I didn't think that we were buying anything for each other for our anniversaries. And it was really nice. It was originally a bracelet, as we all know, but the bracelet didn't fit, could not be resized. And so I ended up with a watch, which I love. It's a really nice watch. And I thought, you know, I want to do something. He's had a promotion. He's had also a, what else? Naturalization. So he's now a citizen. And then, you know, his birthday. So he's had three things. And I wanted to do something nice. And so he really likes coffee. And he has a Keurig. He loves Starbucks. He's always going to Starbucks when we're somewhere near a Starbucks. I mean, we have Starbucks here, but our house is kind of far away from the nearest Starbucks. So he doesn't generally go to Starbucks unless we're out and about, but he really likes Starbucks. He uses the Starbucks K-cups, and so he likes espresso drinks, and he had been, or, you know, drinks that, he doesn't really drink espresso on its own, but he likes drinks that where you would start with an espresso and then, I don't know, add stuff to it, you know, milk and other things. And so he's been looking, you know, kind of not seriously, but just he's been keeping his eye on espresso machines. The ones where you grind the, you know, it has to grind the beans, and there's that little metal thing that you tap down the grounds into this thing, and then you know, like a barista at Starbucks, and then you put it in this thing, and then the water runs through. You don't have a coffee filter. You just like put it in this metal thing, and then I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. So he's looked at those over, you know, a lot over the past year or so, but never bought one. And, you know, and it would only be for special use cases, because he still would want a coffee maker with a K-cup sort of situation where he could just quickly pop in a K-cup and, you know, get coffee, basically. So I thought, you know what? I don't know what to get him. Clothes is not a good idea, because he and I do not have the same taste in clothing. He has a different body type than I do. Like, he wears all those, you know, really form-fitting, you know, that I just can't get away with. When I say form-fitting, I don't mean like tight bar clothes, you know, gay boy bar clothes. I mean slim fit sort of, you know, tailored looking shirts and jackets and jeans and all that kind of stuff that really looks good on his body type. And I told him last night, I said, you know, I didn't want to get you clothes. He said, yeah, don't get me clothes. And I guess I could be offended by that. Like, oh, he thinks I have bad taste. But you know what? He's with me, so he must like something about me. Even if he thinks I have bad taste in clothes, which he said, no, you don't have bad taste. You just have different taste than I do. And so, you know, you might not make a choice that I would have made. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. So I'm not getting you clothes. The same is true for shoes. And I don't know about jewelry. Like, he's never been a jewelry wearer. And so I wouldn't even know what to get him. He doesn't wear necklaces. He doesn't wear bracelets. The only watch he wears is his Apple Watch. And other than that, no rings. He doesn't wear earrings, which I have earrings. And so anyway, bottom line is I thought, you know, the only thing I can think of to get him is this espresso machine. So I did some Googling. I did some looking on like Consumer Reports and other places. And a really good reviewed espresso maker is this, or espresso machine is a, now I'm going to forget the brand and everything. It's a, oh my gosh. Now I'm going to have to Google it because I've forgotten. Best, let's see, best espresso makers. Oh my God. Now my monitor has decided to stop working. I was Googling and my monitor has decided to go black. Okay, now, oh, it's a Breville. That's what it is. It's a Breville espresso maker. It's called the Breville Barista Express. And so I got that, but I didn't have time to get it on, to have it delivered to the house because I decided on it on Sunday and his birthday was Tuesday. So I found it for sale at our local Bed Bath & Beyond and they had one in stock. So I bought it online, but I did one of those pickup things. So, and I just had to tell him, I'm like, I'm going to pick up your birthday present because he and I are always together. I can't just sneak away. And so Sunday afternoon, I'm like, I'm going to pick up your birthday present. So, and you can't go with me because it's a surprise. So I went and picked it up, left it in my car for a little while. And then when he wasn't looking, I took it upstairs to the studio so I could hide it. And I made him a birthday card because I didn't have a chance to buy a birthday card. And the other thing that I did, he's been wanting to get his car detailed. And so I found a local place that does car detailing and I printed out a gift certificate. I didn't actually buy a gift certificate, but they have a gift certificate on their website. I printed out and I put that in the card and I said, instead of giving you a gift certificate, I'm just going to do the work. I'm going to take your car to the place. I'm going to get it detailed. I'm going to pay for it. But this is just like a coupon to let you know that this is also a birthday present. So I'm going to get his car detailed. And if they do a good job, I'm also going to take my car and get it detailed as well. So, and then I took him to dinner last night at one of his favorite Japanese places. And so I think he had a pretty good birthday. He really liked the espresso machine. We haven't taken it out of the box yet, but I think he's excited about it. We've got to buy some coffee beans so that he can grind them. But we'll probably do that over the weekend. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.